Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. It's just you and me. 23 after the hour. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, and a new poll question every week. And we got the newsletter, et cetera, et cetera, the blog, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You know, folks, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on this week. This election this week is the biggest one. Maybe I don't know if it's the biggest one in my lifetime, but it's a big election, very important midterm election. And I want to talk just a little bit about that. Something I've been writing about and thinking about a lot lately. And that's the fact that, as you know, Americans have a great privilege, which is not rare on Earth, but it's unavailable to billions of other people on planet Earth. We have the right to vote. Now, I use that word privilege on purpose because the U.S. Constitution gives the Americans the right to vote, but it does not require you and me to vote. If it did, in the last election, I should say 10 years ago, in the 2000 election, there were 100 million Americans didn't vote. 100 million people who could vote didn't vote. And that if it were a requirement, constitutionally, they could have been arrested. The pundits even call those people vanishing voters. But with all of our faults, you know, one of the things about America is we're not hidebound. We change. And in the span of a mere decade, the vanishing voter has become the engaged voter. And we're now experiencing one of the most interesting and maybe promising phenomena of the current age. And that's what we're seeing right now, increasing fervor and investment of the American electorate, you and me, in the political process. Regardless of how you feel about the Tea Party folks or any of the other grassroots political movements that have sprung up, they've not only given voice to those who share their values, but to paraphrase Newton, they've engendered an equal and opposite reaction from those who inhabit the other end of the political philosophy. Plus, this vociferous differentiation. Yeah, that's right. The way these two have juxtaposed against each other has motivated independents who have become the electoral power brokers of the last generation to declare their leanings earlier in the campaign cycle. That's one of the reasons why the pollsters have been having a heyday with what's been going on these days, because the independents have been declaring they're no longer as independent as they were. They may not be a registered voter for any one party, but they're declaring earlier because of this new fervor by the electorate. Nothing bad happens. Remember this, folks. Nothing bad happens when American voters get fired up about the political process, regardless of whether they march to the left or the right or mark time in the middle. Pressure to take a political position typically manifests in becoming more and more informed voter, and that's a good thing. And if America is to ever solve our many serious challenges, those solutions will be demanded by an informed electorate, you and me, who hire representatives to serve us rather than anoint a self-serving political class. And if you know, there's one thing about me I've been railing against for the last few years, not the Republicans or the Democrats, but the political class. What one of my old professors used to say, that there's not a nickel's worth of difference between the parties. He was talking about the political class. We got to get rid of those guys. If American small business owners formed a country, and you know this, have you heard me say this, which I'm calling Small Business USA, Wikipedia would describe it this way: population, 125 million. That includes the owners, the employees, and the dependents. Economy, $7 trillion, the largest economy on planet Earth. American U.S. small business is the largest economy on planet Earth. Quality of contribution to society, significant. Political influence, negligible. With so much to contribute, American small business owners have many reasons to catch the tide of electoral fervor and become more involved in the political debate. I've been talking to you about this since 1997. And with so much at stake, my friends, between national and global challenges and opportunities, we small business owners must make our positions known to those who represent us, rather than passively accepting policies that we're given by those who can rightly assume that we don't care. I'm going to say that again, folks. There's so much at stake that you and I, as small business owners, we must make our positions known to our elected representatives, because if we don't and we passively accept what they give us, what they decide to bestow upon us, those of us who, those guys, the political class, can rightly assume that you and I don't care. And I don't think that's the case. I think you care. I think maybe, you know, maybe we've gone, but the good news is we've gone from the vanishing voter to what I'm calling the engaged voter. And I'll tell you, folks, this is a big deal. And I think we're going to see a lot of excitement in the election this week. Get involved in the process. The first thing you can do is vote. I don't care what the weather's like tomorrow. I don't care about anything else. If you can possibly get to the polls, I don't care who you vote for. That's not important to me. I want you to be an engaged voter and get involved. Small business owners, the world needs us to get involved in the political process. 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.